Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Man, I'm so tired. It's been a hard week. You know, these is hard times. This is hard times, Daddy. Hard times. When I get home, I gotta clean the upstairs, like my puffy couch room and the loft and all that kind of stuff.
Oh no.
Yeah. Jody does the whole downstairs, and I do my TV watching room and office. It's the same room.
Okay.
And then the little loft where we shoot the TJ and Jody's House mega podcast. It's so boring.
Cleaner?
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Oh, I thought you had the podcast. I was like, what?
Well, I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I was busy. Very busy, very busy.
Did she give you the list of chores that you need to do every week? Or
no.
Why were you supposed to do it yesterday? Is that just when you always
because
do
it? Because she did her part the day before.
Oh.
But and I told her that I would do it because I was busy when that day. And then I said, I'll do it tomorrow. And then I was working yesterday and didn't have time to do it. So I got time today.
Yeah.
Unless y'all need me for some kind of work thing or something.
That's unfortunate. Friday afternoon, that's like the last thing you'd probably want to do.
Well, you know, I don't take naps anymore like I used to on Fridays. Because I just can't anymore. I've tried a lot, but I can't. I used to go on Fridays and sleep 2 or 3 hours.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't do that now.
Lindsay's going, yes. Yes.
Yes. That's my every day. So
You don't sleep for 2 to 3 hours, do you?
I can. Oh, if time allows, I will. Unless I have a call with Adam, our business manager, which has been a lot lately.
Yeah.
I try to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean she's getting in the cover, under the cover and everything. Remember? Yeah. She's taking she's going to bed. She's going
to bed
in the afternoon. Yeah. She's going to bed in the afternoon.
Well, you know it's bad when Adam tries to work around my nap schedule. He's like, "Now when are you napping?" I'm like, "Okay, well."
Does he really mean when are you taking a nap, or does he mean like when are the kids' nap times?
Well, it started to be when are the kids' naps, but he didn't say that. So I assumed he meant me. And I'm like, well, we all nap at this time. And he's like, oh, okay. So now he works around me.
But he works so much that I don't, and he's got two sons, they're grown, but I always wonder if when his sons were babies, if he was ever witness to any of what goes on during the day with babies. Little kids, because he works so much.
I don't think he was because, or maybe he just forgot if he was, because he doesn't know what goes on in a normal day with kids, at least for me.
Yeah. He probably only knows what his wife yelled at him about when the kids were little.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm,
he's
mm-hmm.
a businessman. Businessman.
Yeah.
He's a businessman.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't picture Adam. It's hard for me to picture him, you know, doing baby things with a baby, like feeding and burping a baby and changing diapers and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm not to say that I don't think he's a loving person or anything. He's just all business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't see him.
it's okay. It's okay. Like calming a baby that's crying and being, you know, tender and soft like that, you know?
Yeah, no, I can't see it.
No.
Like he would probably, I picture him if the baby's crying and he can't get the baby to stop just by picking him up, he would like try to show him, like, this is a graph of why you should not be crying right now.
Yeah.
I've got, I got this chart, this spreadsheet, this look, this is you. This is the crying we had last month.
Yeah.
This is what we're going for this month. And you see there's a decrease in this line.
Yeah. I've just created a few simple documents, just a few.
Yeah.
And there's like 50.
I'm going to loop in your mother so we can figure this out. We'll circle back.
Yeah. Let's circle back.
Yeah, like he just all business. Like, is he ticklish? Like, you just can't picture him being like, you know, or laughing until he cries. Like, you know.
Well, I've seen him laugh like that.
Have you?
Yeah. But it was when somebody made a typo on a spreadsheet that they sent to him.
Right.
He was like, this fool, look at this.
Yeah. Oh,
no, God. But I know the things that he finds to be funny. But I'm just saying those, I don't picture him being tender, you know,
tender. Yeah.
Like with a baby, and he could have been, I don't know. I mean, he could have been, you know, one of the like most sensitive hands-on baby daddies of all time.
Yeah.
But I can't picture it. Even if it's true, I can't picture it.
Well, and anything I say, he's like, oh, I remember it well. I remember that well. I'm like, do you?
Yeah, about the little kids being.
Yeah, about the kids. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he probably does. I mean, you know, he remembers her yelling at him about whatever was going on with the little kids.
Yeah.
And then he would say, well, you know, I don't know what you expect me to do about it from the golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can this problem be solved with a 9-iron? If not.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him today. I'm like, what were you like when the kids were babies? What was your part? Because I'm dying to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I was just a, like, just a squishy, you know, oh, give me that baby, you know, playing with them constantly. If they were sick or had ear infections and stuff like that, I'd walk the floor with them. I'd try, you know, the whole thing. I could take him when Jody was really pregnant Aiden was a baby, and Jody stayed home with Lainey when I had to take him in the night to the doctor for he had another ear infection that was really bad. And then, you know, I knew the medicines that had worked and the ones that didn't and all of that kind of thing. But I was just always more hands-on when they were babies than now. I mean, I barely talk to them now.
Well, right.
But I just love babies. And I loved being a dad to babies. Mm. And I loved it when they were babies.
Yeah.
Mm. But I don't know jack about a spreadsheet. So
right.
Right.
We've all got our individual strengths.
All right.
And
can't be great at everything.
If Adam says that he was that way with the kids, you know, sympathetic, soft, emotional kind of thing, they've got to have some videos of it happening somewhere.
Prove it.
I have to get
get
his wife Elise to send some videos.
Yeah,
get out those VHSs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take your word,
right?
Because it is difficult to see just knowing what we know about him. It is hard to imagine him as sort of the tender guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's not to say he doesn't have any feelings, you know, like a chicken.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, chickens ain't got no feelings.
He got plenty of feelings.
Well, he is from the North.
Yeah, not just the North. New York City.
He's that guy.
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yeah.
I love how there's no A in it. It's like Manhattan.
Manhattan. Yeah.
And you notice the New York accent, too, when he says the word already, it's a-ready. I mean, but you know that already.
Already.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the key words you can hear. Even if somebody has lost most of their New York accent, they hang on to that pronunciation, already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a true Southerner breaks it up, already.
I mean, like, we've been doing that already.
Yeah.
We already been doing that.
Already.
Already?
Already.
Let's go then. All set?
Well set.
Every time somebody says, are you all set? Or you're all set, I think of the hairspray. It's called All Set.
All Set.
Yeah. Grandmother, my grandmother used to use it when I was a kid. Do they still make that?
I had that when I was a kid. I don't know if they still have that. Let's look that up.
Just hairspray in general or that particular
one? It was a brand, All Set. And it was a really tall can with a small head on it. Like the cap was small.
Yeah. It was a little squirt. It wasn't like a full-on aerosol.
Well, they had both. They had the pump and the aerosol, yeah.
Oh, they had the
pump one. Never. I don't even think that consider that hairspray.
It was like spraying glue on your head.
They do still have it. It looks a lot different.
And then, because people always talk about Aquanet.
Yeah.
You know, that hairspray. But, in the 80s, the girls used to just empty a can in their hair.
Oh, yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
I had the gold one. Do you remember this one? It was white with the gold label.
Yeah, that's when they spruced up the packaging a little bit. That was fancy.
Yeah, that was fancy. It was extra hold.
Yeah.
Do they still make mousse?
Mm-hmm.
My mom used that on our hair a lot. And I remember thinking, like, this doesn't work at all. I don't even know what this is for.
It's terrible.
My hair was so...
Yeah, it's like foam.
Baby fine and straight. Mousse. No mousse was strong enough to ever hold it in place. I had to use a gel.
Yeah.
That when you did this, it was like the feeling of super glue between your fingers when you had that gel.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I missed that.
No, you don't. Oh, it's awful. When I have to put pomade in, I had to do it on Saturday. I was going out to this car show thing. I had to get into my pomade, and I was like, I forgot how much I hate doing this. Oh, and it sticks in between your fingers for days. It's awful.
Man, that's something, though, coming from somebody who's got a luxurious, thick head of hair. Well, not really. If I could have my hair back, and they said the only product you can use in it is whale shit.
Yeah,
you can spike it up, but you have to do it with whale shit.
Yeah.
Then I'd say, well, I mean, where do I even get that? Do I have to order that from the internet, or should I drive to the coast every time I need some?
You got to harvest it yourself.
Yeah. Ugh,
I'll do it.
Messing with my hair.
Hate it. Yeah, it must be such a burden.
It's awful.
Y'all remember Pert Plus?
Yeah. Pert Plus, sure.
Pert.
The green
bottle.
That was the first mainstream shampoo conditioner combination.
Yeah. It was good too. I remember loving that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pert.
And Prel. Prel was so strong. They would say, after a while, don't put that in your hair.
I believe it.
Or if the hairdresser got you too brassy looking, if he bleached your hair, or whatever, got it too brassy looking, or he or she, they'd say, go home and shampoo it right now with Prel.
Yeah.
And that'll get some of that out of there.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know it was lethal.
Yeah. And they're using it as a stripper, a paint stripper.
More Extra Funny next.
Kinsho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here's a good one. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers arrested a man who was trying to smuggle meth from Mexico into El Paso. He was caught when a drug sniffing dog discovered the drugs hiding in his backside.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Meth in the butt.
Meth in the butt.
How much meth can you smuggle in your butt?
Well, that's, oh, my God. Oh.
Well, from experience.
I'm looking at the pictures right now, and I don't know how to say this without being completely disgusting, but.
Say it.
Okay. It's, they took the meth and wrapped it in plastic and, you know, to keep it all in the, so it's not just loose bags in as a noose running around. Right. So they have two, they look like they're banana shaped almost, like almost banana shaped. And they're wrapped in this black plastic, and it looks like two giant. You tell well,
privates.
Well, no, look, Riggins. You tell me what they what it looks like. Two.
Yeah, I mean, they look like what you would think they would look like.
Like doo doo.
Yeah, I mean,
they got turds. They're like big giant turds.
Big turds.
Well. When you think about it that way, you know, I guess, how do I say this? Some women, it's a woman or a man, you said?
It's a man. It was yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to say some women that are in the sex working industry mm-hmm. might, could fit more.
Yeah, I don't know. These things are pretty big. I don't know how he got, I mean, because you don't, you would put them, like one is above the other. They can go in there side by side. So you push those long things up in there, those long, you know, round, I don't know,
tubular
objects up there. The one on top has got to be, you know,
I mean,
touching his rib cage.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
or like almost touching his heart.
Yeah. They're up
yikes.
In there.
Oh,
yikes. Yeah.
And it's right. Almost like if you're that guy, you would think it may be a relief to get caught. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Fine. Please arrest me at this point.
Yeah.
And how do you walk with that? I mean, I don't understand how you walk with that.
I have no idea. Oh.
Like, why are you walking funny, dude?
Yeah. And meth is cheap. Is that enough? I mean, is there enough meth in there to make it worth your while to travel like that?
I don't know. Maybe he was just smuggling it to a person in prison or something. I don't know. But I bet you could. That was probably, you know, maybe 100 little baggies of it all compressed together and wrapped up tightly like a tube.
Wow.
So however much you get for a bag of that.
I don't know. Wow. This meth tastes like. Crap. Yeah,
that's the thing. It could be something that I love. Like, you know, you could be giving me, I don't know, let's just say corn dogs. But if I know, even though they were wrapped up and everything, they were protected, they had been in somebody's butt, I wouldn't want it.
Yeah, no way.
No.
Call me weird.
Yeah.
If you want to. I know that's strange. Most people would just be like, well, how much are they?
Well, good point. But also people that really want meth, they're willing to overlook, you know, maybe some.
And they're not going to ask, how did this get here?
Right.
It's fine.
So I thought meth was made with like over the counter drugs.
It can be.
Oh, it can be. Okay.
But I mean, I've seen documentaries where in Mexico, they're out in the middle of the woods and they have these big barrels of chemicals and all kinds of stuff that they're making with. I mean, buy American if you're gonna do it.
Yeah. Hello.
Buy the Sudafed at the store. That's why they always card you now, you know?
I know. Like, keep it locked up.
Sudafed. Why are you carding me? If you can make meth with it and you're just carding me, I'm confused. I can still go make meth. I mean,
because they mark down how much you buy. So if you go back in there and you're trying to buy, you know, 20 more boxes of Sudafed,
gotcha.
It raises a red flag.
Okay, well, good to know.
So because of these, you know, low lives who are in there making meth out of cold medication, it affects, right. you know, makes everybody else who just needs the cold medication. It's an inconvenience. Mm-hmm. And right. now you feel like people are tracking you.
Yeah. Right.
Because you went in to buy something, you know, for a cold.
And now I got to go ask for the key to get it out. Like, you're wasting mm-hmm. my time. Yeah. You know, I have a cold. I just need some Sudafed.
Yeah. It's always alarming when I look up and, there are so many things behind, locked glass. I start mm-hmm. thinking, why am I even in this store? It's, yeah. you know, if there's a shoe store that has all the shoes on a shelf and there's only one shoe in each box,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's so somebody won't put on both shoes and take off running out mm-hmm. of the store.
And it does depend on what city you're in, because I was in Miami one time and I needed something at CVS and I walked in and every single thing, and I'm not exaggerating, was behind glass. Everything
mm-hmm.
from ChapStick to Red Bull, everything was in. It was shocking. I'm like, where are we? Yeah.
Anything easy to just take off the shelf and take off running.
Yeah.
ChapStick. I mean, yeah. how?
Ugh. Yeah. Excuse me. Can I get some of the ChapStick behind the, can you open that for me?
Lip smacker.
Can you unlock yeah. the toilet paper?
Yeah.
Can you unlock the Snickers?
I just want a Butterfinger. Like, can you just get?
I'd like the Dr. Pepper flavored lip smackers, please. Thank you.
Nothing beats it.
So pathetic.
Yeah, that's sad.
Criminals and inconveniences, you know, good people.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I've seen the deodorant locked up. I thought that was a weird one.
Razors, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe razors.
Yeah.
Because they're expensive.
Even like feminine products. Like, I mean, it's shocking.
You mean like feather boas and things?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a it. Feminine product.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's very feminine.
Pantyhose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is the makeup locked up when you go in to get like a lip gloss or something?
Not here that I've seen in town, in our North Carolina town, but I've seen it in, like I said, in Miami, everything was.
Yeah.
The lipstick, the eyeshadow, the everything.
Hmm.
It was almost like you were just in a room with all this plexiglass everywhere. It was creepy.
Yeah.
I was like, am I in a movie right now? This is crazy.
Yeah. And then you start looking around trying to figure out who the glass is for, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably because of this person. Looks yeah. shady to me.
Yeah.
They're not worried about me, but they're definitely worried about that person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm only selling one shoe.
What am I going to do with one shoe? What do you have? What did they have to go to the back to get the other one before mm-hmm. you can try them on? Oh, what a pain. Yeah,
well, you can try the one on.
You can put that one
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but if you want the other one, if you want to buy them, they have to go get the other one out of the
back. Oh, dear.
So weird.
I'm like, just forget it. But then again, I don't think I've bought a pair of shoes that I didn't order in years. I order online. All my shoes, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I order everything online.
Oh, we know. Your husband tells us.
Yeah.
What else did she order?
Yeah. But it's not smart when he's like, there's another package. Like, I should be going out and just buying it.
Well,
and then hiding it.
Well, I mean, if you don't want him to know about it, but they don't charge you for the delivery of it. It's not like, you know, you say, I should have just gone to McDonald's and picked up the my lunch instead of having it delivered by Uber Eats, you know, because that costs a lot more.
Right.
But,
sure. Right.
Yeah, you just you need to stay home enough to be able to grab it before he can see it. But you stay in the damn roads all the time, 24/7.
Yep. I love those doormats that are like, please hide the package in the bush with like the arrow. And the Amazon guy's like throwing it in the bushes. Love that.
Uh-huh.
Do you put stuff in your cart that you don't buy a lot, Lindsay?
Put stuff in my cart, like on a website?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know that seems like a very women thing. I didn't get. Mm. I saw a meme the other day. She was like, "Just let my husband know. Just because I added it to my cart doesn't mean I'm gonna buy it." Obviously, I was like, "Why?"
You should see my Amazon cart. It's full, and I just like move to favorites. Move to favorites because I decide I really don't need it.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that. I have the Southern version of the Amazon account because mine's not called a cart; it's called a buggy.
Buggy.
Yeah.
And say add that to my buggy.
Put it in my buggy.
Yeah. Put it in the buggy. I do call it a buggy.
You do?
At the grocery store.
At the grocery
store,
you call it a buggy?
Yeah. Yeah. I always have. Like, let me get a buggy. I'll be right back.
A buggy.
A buggy.
I've always called it that.
And then she just rammed me with her buggy.
Yeah.
Wasn't paying attention. Just rammed that buggy right into me. And I said, excuse me. Excuse me.
Where did that term come from? That doesn't make a bit of sense.
I don't know.
Buggy.
I don't know.
Weird. Uh-huh. My mom always called it that. My grandmother called it that.
My whole family calls it buggy.
Like a horse and buggy? Is that where, like, that's the first buggy I can think of is like a horse and buggy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So why would the shopping cart be, because it's not like that. It's not like wheels. Being pulled.
But even a horse and buggy, why is it called buggy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm. I'm Googling this.
It's probably something French.
Yeah.
Bourgeois.
Bouguet.
Come from the French word bourgeois.
She's bouguet.
Bouguet.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, is it? Fingers.
It's believed to have originated in England in the late 1700s, possibly from a fancied resemblance to a grocer's coal box. Hmm. I don't know what that means. Yeah, I don't know. That's just what Google says.
Well, what was he right about?
England. Oh, something foreign.
Oh.
Sorry, because you said French. But,
can I be right?
Yeah, whatever.
Once?
Yeah, I was just waiting. I thought there was more to it.
Oh, I thought
because I was waiting on her to say it was from France.
No, just in England, but it's not American. So
right.
Maybe we should stop saying it then.
Well, you know, we had a lot of the Englishers and the Irish and all come here first. You know, mm-hmm. especially you know when the Industrial Revolution and all started, and you know the Italians
mm-hmm.
and the Jews, the mm-hmm. Jews,
the Jews. Sure.
Now I love all that those stories of coming in to harbor.
Sure,
love it. Love
yeah,
it.
Absolutely.
Because you know why? Because they came here wanting to be Americans. That's what they came here to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They didn't come here to rip apart something. They came here to join something. They came
heck yeah.
The Italian Jewish settlers settled. Mm-hmm. That's what they did. Settled down.
Absolutely.
Y'all settle down now. Y'all are happy that you done landed on our shores, but settle down. That's why they were called settlers, because they were all, whoa, you know, because they didn't have the right American culture in them at that time. They still were like just wild hooligans with no rules or anything like, you know, in the old country. Mm-hmm. They got over here on our shores, and we had people, you know, Americans standing out there trying to corral them and everything, help them where to go, and they just said, all right, before we do anything, y'all got to settle down. Settle down. And that's why they became settlers.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Settle down, guys.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, we're through now. That was good enough or bad enough to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.